How's it going, everyone? This is Captain John Mauser with Tailing Tide Guide Service, and this is your weekly Salt Strong fishing report for the Crystal Coast. We've had a warm streak the last few days with sunny skies and calm winds. The water temps have risen back up into the 50s in the inshore waters, and the fish are really enjoying it. Me too, I'm enjoying it too. And we've continued to have excellent sight fishing for redfish in the backwaters this week. Most of my wintertime redfish haunts are continuing to produce big schools of reds, so they're definitely there if you can put your time in and find them. Like usual for this time of year, some of these fish are very wary and hard to feed, and some are just begging to throw a lure at them, so you kind of got to bounce around and find the right fish that are willing to eat in the wintertime. Like I've said in past reports, there's not really any kind of rhyme or reason to where these winter redfish stack up. You really, unfortunately, just have to put your time in, and eventually you'll find these fish. Remember this time of year, like 90% of the redfish are in 10% of the water. So expect to find a lot of dead water without much bait or redfish, and eventually you'll bump into those fish if you keep pushing. Little rant for you guys. When you do find these schools of fish, approach is much more important than lures. These fish are shallow, like 12 to 24 inches of water. The water's crystal clear, and they're super aware of their surroundings. It's really easy to spook these fish and mess up your chances of getting them to eat. So when you find them, sit back a little bit and try to pattern them. See if they're going clockwise, counterclockwise, up and down a creek. You know, figure out their movements and try to set up a trap for them as far as where your boat is and where your casting placement is for your lures. And don't just throw right on top of them. They don't like that at all this time of year in that clear water. Usually we're leading these fish sometimes 10, 20 feet and waiting for them to swim over the jig before we start moving it. And we're fishing it slow, really slow. One more note on winter redfish, if you can resist it, try not to overfish a school, especially if you want to come back and have them later that winter. When they start getting nervous about your cast and they start spooking when you throw something at them, it's best to back off and go find another school of fish. A lot of people get in there and get real excited when they find 100, 200 redfish, and they want to fish at school hard and catch as many as possible, and then they come back to that same area a couple days later and they wonder why there's no fish left. Those fish are staying in there because they feel safe, and if they don't feel safe, they will definitely pack up and leave on you overnight. While I'm on this rant, here's another thing that's kind of been on my mind a little bit. There's really no need to fish bait for these schools of redfish this time of year. I watch a lot of anglers this time of year soak, like cut mullet or shrimp on J-hooks for these fish in these schools. And they're trying their best to catch every fish in the school, and they will. Unfortunately, these fish are so hungry this time of year. Half of those fish inhale that bait and the J-hook so deep into their throat that they get injured pretty bad when you try to pull the hook out. And then you release them, and they swim off bleeding out their gills, and they go off into the marsh, and they die somewhere. These fish are super hungry since there's not much prey around, so there's rarely any issue getting them to eat like a gulp or a Z-Man plastic or something like that. And that way, when they eat, you can hook them right away and hook them in the lip, and then it's a pretty easy release for those fish and a lot less stress on them, and they'll really appreciate it. So thanks for letting me rant on that. So we've been catching these fish a lot on fly. That's what a lot of my charters are for. But also, we're fishing for them with spin. So with spin, I like to downsize my gear this time of year to like a light rod, or light, medium light, or light action rod, like a 2500 series reel and 10-pound braid, so that I can really toss those light, soft plastics to them pretty well. You don't have to, but it helps if you've got it. I go real light on the lures. I'm throwing 1/10 to 1/8 ounce jig heads. Looks almost like something you'd throw like a crappy jig or something with on light lines, and there's light rods. 1/4 ounce is about as heavy as I want to go on a jig head this time of year for redfish. Although I'm fishing that braid, I'm usually running about 3 or 4 feet of 15-pound or 12-pound fluorocarbon, so those fish don't see your leader in that clear water. And it's just light finesse fishing. I use little 2 to 3 inch Z-Man plastics. Dark colors like root beer, olive, or black work really well. I'll add a little bit of Pro-Cure onto those plastics to help those fish get out of their lethargy and want to eat your lure for you. And if they're super shy, they don't want that. I'll keep a pack or two of like small 2 or 3 inch gulp soft plastics in like white or new penny or like an off white or something like that. And that works really good this time of year. It's real hard for those fish to ignore that. And like I said, we fish them a lot on fly, so we're throwing 8 weights this time of year with floating lines and long, like 10 to 12 foot leaders on them, just because these fish are shy. We're fishing like real lightly to maybe like medium lightly weighted, you know, 2, 2.5, 3 inch flies in dark colors. I like black and purple a lot this time of year. I'm seeing a lot of big speckled trout still up on the flats mixed in with the redfish. A lot of like 24 to 26 inch trout just sitting up in 6-10 inches of water sunning. Problem is that it's really hard to get these fish to eat. I have little to no luck getting those shallow speckled trout to eat for me when I cast them. They're super wary, much more wary than a redfish. And generally, if I can see them, I can't get them to eat. But usually around those flats, if you see those, there's usually deeper holes, 4 or 5 foot deep, that'll hold those fish. And if you can't see the fish, much more likely those trout are going to eat for you this time of year. Really the best trout bite right now is in the back sections of our mainland creeks, where the water stays deeper, like 8 to 20 feet back in the narrows and the curves. These creeks are producing, you know, your bigger 2 to 5 pound speckled trout, but they're catching them 6, 7, 8 pounds sometimes in those in the back of the creeks this time of year. And they'll be back in there for the next month or two. We're catching them on 1/4 or 3/8 ounce jig heads with like 4 inch soft plastic flukes or soft plastic shrimp and gray olive, white chartreuse. They're not super picky on colors. And then also like 3 inch white chartreuse or new penny gulp shrimp work for them. Mirror lure 14 MRs and 17 MRs are working for them also in the back of these creeks. And then also like live shrimp or live mullet under a popping cork will work well if you're fishing those back sections of creeks for the trout. A whole bunch of small to medium black drum in the marsh right now. If you want to catch those, easiest thing to do is just anchor along the edges of those bays or creeks where the water drops off into a couple feet of water, especially if you've got some oyster bars around, and just like a small piece of shrimp on a Carolina rig with a 1/2 ounce weight. We usually do the trick on these. There's a lot of those black drum around. I've also done some near shore fishing around the inlets and shoals this week. There's some really good schools of slot size to slightly overslot redfish up shallow along the beaches right now. You really got to put your time in running the beaches to locate these schools, but they're definitely there. You know, you may have to run several miles, 10 miles before you find a school, but when you find them, they're relatively large schools. I'm talking like 1,000-plus fish. Be careful and use your common sense if you're fishing the surf from a boat. It's definitely a two-person job, and if you got two people casting and nobody watching for waves and on the wheel and the throttle, you can end up getting hurt or losing a boat. So just be smart if you do that. We've also caught several albies this week, false albacore out in about 30 to 40 foot of water. I think those warming water temps have gotten them fired back up and eating near shore. And the ones we saw were eating tiny, clear larval bait, you know, less than an inch long. But they had no problem taking a big, like, pink, tan, or white soft plastic, you know, 4 to 5 inch soft plastic on a 3/8 ounce jig head if you threw it in front of the schools and in front of the birds and just ripped it as fast as you could. I'm not saying they're everywhere, but I'm just saying they are here, and we've seen them in the last couple of days. We've also got to play with some really big adult drum off the beaches this week, you know, 25 to 40-pound fish. They're a lot of fun, but you have to commit to a lot of hours of riding around, looking for birds, looking for surface activity, and just staring at your fish finder, hoping to find bait in big schools of bull reds. It takes a lot of effort and a whole lot of luck. It's definitely not for an impatient angler, but those fish are around this time of year, so you never know. You go out fishing for albies or bluefish or something this time of year, and you see those big marks on the fish finder. It's always worth having a heavy rod and a big 3 or 4 ounce bucktail to drop down and see what's underneath the boat. Looks like we're going to continue to have some unseasonably warm weather for the next week. Low wind, sunny days are scattered throughout the week, so there's definitely some good fishing days coming up. If I had to pick an inshore, nearshore target, I'd probably go hit those marsh channels and the creeks and look for that clean water and get up around the flats and look for opportunities to sight cast to those schools of redfish. If not that, then in the back of the creeks for the speckled trout. All right, well, good luck out there. You guys stay safe and have fun this week. And again, I'm Captain John Mauser with Tail and Tide Guide Service. And thanks so much for tuning in for your Salt Strong Fishing Report for North Carolina's Crystal Coast.